I thought here we could preview Class 2A high school girls basketball, because there are a couple of teams out in West Texas that I think are going to make some noise this year that are very under the radar. Okay. One of them is... What is going on? Oh, no, it's Chris, the overly handsome guy from Sales.
George!
Nope.
Yeah! Let's go up top, Craig! Yeah!
Hi, Chris.
All right, chest bump, George! Oh, God dang, man, that's powerful! What up, homos?
What's up,
what
Chris?
What are you homo sapiens up to, man? Y'all still struggling on the radio?
Struggling on the radio,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, man. Dude, I heard y'all started a pod.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, oh, man, I've been podding for years, man. I had the first podcast west of the Mississippi entirely focused on building abs and getting Fortune 500 chicks.
What's the name of your podcast?
Oh, it's called the Chris Podcast West of the Mississippi, entirely focused on building abs and getting Fortune 500 chicks.
Well, that's a long title.
With Chris and Ryan Gosling. It's great, man. You gotta check it out.
I've never listened to it.
Okay. Dude, I was just over in the sales room, you know, celebrating my millionth sale of the month.
Uh-huh.
And dude, I heard y'all talking about my documentary.
Yours?
Yeah, it was all through that cowboy documentary.
I hadn't seen you.
And yeah, I was about to say, you know, because I had him take me out because it was becoming more about me than the Cowboys.
What did really? You have to do with the 90s
yeah,
Cowboys?
Yeah, I mean, after I did all my interviews, you know, they sent me like Netflix sent me like the 8 episodes. And I watched, I sat down, you know, with some single malt and some honeys, and watched them. And I was like, oh, man, I got to make the phone call. So I called up Nathan Netflix.
Nathan Netflix.
And I told him, I said, I was like, dude, you got to take me out of this documentary and put in some stuff about, like, Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson, you know?
That was your idea.
Dude, mention Troy. I mean, this guy was important to the 90s Cowboys, in my opinion.
Right.
And you got to put in Troy. You got to talk about Troy somewhere. So they went back and they redid it and really made it more about the Cowboys than just about me getting the 3 Super Bowls, you know?
Well, I don't remember you being around the team.
Yeah, then. Totally, man. I was on the team. I was in the, you know, in the ownership group.
You were.
Yeah, I was all over the place. And, bro, I was right there in the middle of all that White House stuff, as you can imagine.
Oh, okay. We can imagine.
Yeah, dude, I was on the deed of that place.
Really?
Yeah, I was part owner of the White House. And if you look at the paperwork, you'll see it says Chris.
Oh, I'm sure,
Yeah, as... And, you know, as was said in the documentary in the version that they published after I told him to take me out, you know, Michael Irvin, he was the president of the White House. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like the vice president of it, you know.
You were.
As the saying goes, I was an erection away from being the president of the White House. Yeah. I mean, if something ever happened to playmaker Myerv, I would have inherited that place and continued the tradition of fornication and cocaine.
Wow, okay.
That's how committed I was.
I remember
this time. Oh, God, man. It just came back to me. I just remember this time. One time I was at the White House, and I was having a threesome with 5 women at the same time.
That doesn't make sense.
And then some other girl brought in this like platter of cocaine, and I'm like, bro, you know? So, yeah, that's a cool story.
That was it?
Yeah,
okay.
It was wild. It was so wild. We were always partying and doing parties and stuff.
Yeah, okay, it's the same.
It seemed like a lot of partying.
Dude, oh, George, you're like into football and stuff, right?
Yeah, sure.
Dude, I was right there in the middle of that championship run.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
I had a
good buddy on the Cowboys. This is how I got into it. This is like 90, I want to say it was 91, 92, somewhere in there. I can't remember. Yeah. But I had a good buddy who was on the Cowboys at the time. And he was like, Chris, man, can you help me learn how to do offense and you know, design some plays and stuff? And I'm like, Norv, I'm busy with threesomes.
Norv.
And having millions of dollars.
Wanted you to design plays.
Yeah, and he's just like, I got this job and I don't know football. So... I like, oh man, you know, cause I'd known him so long. So I went to Office Depot and I grabbed a stack of cocktail napkins and checked out, bought some cocktail napkins so I could scribble down some plays for Norm.
I don't think they have those at Office Depot.
So he took that stack of napkins to every game for that whole season and called those plays, and they won the Super Bowl.
They were all your
plays.
Wow.
That is a true story full of truth.
That's amazing.
Yeah, dude, it was a great time. It was a great time.
Wild time.
And to this very day, I'm the only sales guy here to have four Super Bowls.
Four?
Yeah, one with the Patriots, too. But the Cowboys wins, and then the Patriots.
I had no idea that you were part of anybody's Super Bowls.
So great. So, check out the Chris Chris documentary. It's on Netflix right now. they took a lot of me out of it. But I sat down for, I want to say, it was 128 hours worth of interviews that I did with Netflix. It's just something you can watch, you know, while you're between threesomes.
The timeline doesn't match up at all. Your stories make no sense. We're not buying any of it. And you're not the only guy in sales with a Super Bowl, because I understand you're not even in sales anymore. I heard you got fired yesterday.
Oh, God, I've been found out!
Oh, gosh, what a good.
Uh-oh, he again dove through the plate glass window into the ticker booth.
We just got it fixed.
Baldy, how's he looking?
Not great. Looks like Meyer took a pair of scissors to him.
It's in a future episode, but yes, thank you.
God, I see Abraham Lincoln and Everett MacGyver's neck wound.
Oh, no. I hope he's okay.
Oh, gosh. It's or so do dramatic I? Every time.
I back you in my mouth! No! I'm going to jump out the window again!
No. See ya. There goes Chris from sales.